in for a treat. Give it up for Josh Johnson!
I don't expect everyone to know or care about what's happening in New York, you know? Which is why I was surprised that the nation seems so gripped by New York City's mayoral race. Like, this, people talk about it everywhere because I think it's just a, feels like a beta test for something bigger. You know? In case you're not familiar with who's running, right? You have to understand who's running to understand what's happening. Eric Adams is the mayor of New York City. And Eric Adams, in case you don't know, is one of the worst people at corruption I've ever seen. Like, he, like, have some, have, you know what I mean? Like, have a little mystery about you. Like, it's just, I feel like I could pay him off. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, like, one day when they make, like, his corruption is just, it's not enough. You know what I mean? If you're going to be corrupt, go all in. He'd be having me feel bad for him. You know what I mean? You did all this corruption. That's all they gave you? You should have asked for more. I was very upset. If they ever revisit this chapter in New York mayoral history, everybody gonna be disappointed. Be like, flights? He went down for flights? Just tickets? You know what I mean? You had a dude in Illinois at least going down for gold bars. That's real corruption. That's like cartoon corruption. You know what I mean? Like, he took it back to the 50s level corruption. Give me some, break me off some gold bars. I'll get you anything you want. That's mustache twiddling, tie women to railroads corruption. That's crazy. And you over here embarrassing us as New Yorkers. It's a very rich city, and you going down for a couple flights to Turkey. Turkey! It's insane. But anyway, this dude got indicted. Indicted while in office, but because he has no shame. Everybody was like, he gonna step down, right? Like, he got step down once he's indicted. That's too embarrassing to go to work indicted. The closest thing I can imagine to, like, okay, okay, this is bad, my bad. Look, so when I was a kid, I mean, I was a little bit older, but my buddy's dad got in trouble, and he got a little time. He had to do like a year, right? But he did, you know, one of the crimes. I still don't understand this. One of the crimes where you get to report to jail. Like, you get to report to... That's always weird, because whenever you watch Law & Order, they take you immediately... Like, jail start right after the... Like, that's... Usually, that's jail. You know what I mean? Like, usually, they take you out. I didn't do it! Oh. Right? But for some reason, they told him he was guilty, but they let him... You know, get his stuff in order, and he could report to jail. And that weekend, you know, his son, my friend, took the car without permission and came home a little later than curfew. And clearly, you know, his kid may be like acting out of frustration about things that are going on with his dad, but you know, he gets home and his dad's very upset with him, and he's like, you didn't ask for permission for the car, you know you're supposed to be home by 10, I'm sorry, but you're grounded. And my buddy was like, no, I'm just throwing it out there, because which one of us got to go to jail on Monday? Like, it sounds like you grounded. It sounds like you really the one in trouble here. And that's kind of what it felt like with Adams. He's like, you know, still trying to be a mayor, talk about crime and stuff. I'm over here talking about crime in the city. And so then you also have Curtis Sliwa. And Curtis Sliwa is the Republican running. And he's an interesting dude. He is. He's like the head of the Guardian Angels. If you don't know what the Guardian Angels are, they're basically these people who hang out on the subway. You know the movie The Warriors? Yeah. All right. It's like that, but if one of the gangs wanted to be the police. Like, all they really do is just fight black and brown people that they think are doing a crime and sometimes lose the fight very badly because they are getting older. And Curtis Sliwa, like, I guess I could slightly see how someone like him ends up like him because he does have a story of violence against him for every story you bring up about New York City. Like, you'll be like, hey, do you ever take the yellow cab? He's like, I was shot in the back of a yellow cab in 1986. And you're like, how has this much happened to you? But Curtis Lee was running as a Republican. And then you have Andrew Cuomo. Andrew Cuomo is a former governor. And now he is running for mayor because governor turned out so well. And then you have Zoran Mamdani. And Zoran Mamdani almost feels like a fixture of politics at the moment because he is someone who seems to be the antidote for the thing that's been ailing the Democratic Party maybe for like 9 years. You know? This is a dude who is running on what he will do and his own policies that he believes in, and is one of the first people, Democrat or Republican, that is running without really having to say anything about Trump. He has his own ideas. He has things he wants to do for the place that he is running. He's not running on being not like Trump or closer to Trump or someone Trump will call or someone that Trump hates. He is not using Trump in his orbit. People bring him up, but he himself is saying, I want to make the buses fast and free. I want to have free childcare. I want to freeze the rent for rent-stabilized homes. And I want to make sure that we, you know, hold bad landlords accountable. Things that are very specific, because that's the other thing that it feels like the Democratic Party has been missing, is a clear and concise plan for a policy, something that you can attach yourself to that you don't really need to get in the weeds for. Because I'm not saying that Democratic senators and Democratic candidates have not had good plans. I'm just saying that once you need a graph, we are a country that doesn't like to read. It doesn't matter if it's a pie chart, it's still reading. Because one of the things that they've come after Mamdani about over and over and over again about his policies, how are you going to pay for it? How are you going to do this? How do you plan to pay for it, right? And one thing that he's done very well is had a quick and simple explanation for his plans to pay for something, you know? So when they ask him about maybe the bus system or maybe more rent stabilization, he'll say, oh, we already spend this much money. So for the buses, he's like, we already generate $700 million in a bus fare. I think that would, you know, is clearly money that we could use towards a free bus system. Also, all we have to do is raise the corporate tax rate and we'll have billions of extra dollars that could go towards childcare, billions of extra dollars that could go towards like a bus system. And then they're like, well, how do you plan to pay for it? Raising the corporate tax. Well, what will happen? If you raise the corporate tax, people will leave. Will you raise the corporate tax too? And he'll be like, oh, I'm just raising it to the same as New Jersey. Like what they already do right there. Like they actually already do it over there. Like they, I guess you didn't know that, but it's already, I would just copy them. It wouldn't be higher than that. Like I would copy what they do over there. And I don't know, is everyone dead in New Jersey? I don't think so. I don't think everybody left. In fact, a lot of people moved there. So I think they'll be fine. But I don't think that Zohran is leading in the polls or is the Democratic candidate because of his clear and concise policy. I don't even think it's his youth. I don't even think it's because he's captured a moment. I think that he is the front runner because he, more so than anybody else, to a degree I've never seen before, is the number one. I'm telling you, the number one of all time, the number one Andrew Cuomo hater. He hates this dude. He hates this dude so much. He hates this man. He wake up and hate him. He wake up and he hate him with a smile too. You ever had somebody hate you with a smile? It makes you feel crazy. You're like, what you just said to me was foul, but you're smiling. Why are you smiling? No, he hates this dude. And look, don't get me wrong, they all hate him. Like every candidate hates Cuomo. Eric Adams hates Cuomo so much that even though he had zero chance of winning, even though he was actually campaigning, this man was like, look, I'm gonna do it better next time. And we're like, do you mean crime? Do you mean... Eric Adams, he's even, look, he to his great, he is stumping with Cuomo. He's over there side by side with Cuomo and everything, probably looking for a job because he's about to be out of one. You know what I mean? Like, he is out there with Cuomo, but you can tell he hates this dude. Sliwa hates him. Curtis Sliwa hates Cuomo. He hates Cuomo so much that he was actually asked by a reporter, you know, you're over here getting about 11% in the polls. Why not drop out if you don't want Zohran to win that much? Why not drop out? And clearly the people voting for you might also vote for Cuomo. And then Curtis Sliwa looked really offended. He was like, why would I drop out? People like me. This man is running as a Republican in New York City, and he's still like, I'm not going to drop out if it helps him. Zohran Mamdani hates Cuomo. He hates that dude so much. Hates him so effectively. Real hate. I've never hated somebody so much. I learned all their stats. Zohran hates Cuomo so much, he memorized everything Cuomo ever did wrong and bring it up any chance he get. That's generational hate. I think Andrew Cuomo hates Andrew Cuomo because he's running. It's like, why are you putting yourself through this? Man. Because then you look at the debates. Okay. This is very important. I got to go back in the story for a second because Andrew Cuomo wasn't always hated. Even if you hate him right now, think back to a time where you didn't even know who he was. That time he was like beloved. People forget all about it because that's kind of what we do whenever somebody is has lost favor in the public eye. A lot of people say they never liked him or that they don't really know why anyone ever liked him. But people loved Cuomo, especially 2019 into 2020. People loved that dude. People loved Cuomo so much. I think that's why people hate him so much now. Because everything he did feels like such a betrayal of their love. People were out here calling themselves Cuomosexuals. Look it up. That's a real thing. People loved him so much. And then he got popular around the same time that like Zaddy became a term and everything. So he was riding some of that wave and stuff. And you know, there were people, oof. Cuomo couldn't go anywhere without middle-aged women fawning. They were like, oh, he's so handsome. They loved Cuomo. And then COVID came. And for a little while, they loved him even more because New York's numbers during COVID looked really, really bad initially. Obviously, it would. It's an epicenter of travel. People go there from all over the world. And we're also on top of each other all the time, pandemic or no pandemic. But then we saw these huge numbers that scared everybody. And Cuomo's like, we're going to take this seriously. We're going to lock everything down. And he announced a bunch of policies. As soon as he announced those policies went into effect. And you saw the numbers crater. It was genuinely amazing to watch. It really felt like there was a lot of hope and everybody was going to live. And this is a long time before the vaccine came out or anything. So it was when people were at peak fear, right? But It was a wild time in New York because we had shut down so effectively that for the first time in New York City, the air was clean. You could take a deep breath. And then later, there was a scandal. Basically, it was exposed that Cuomo was doing some of the same things that Ron DeSantis was accused of doing in Florida, because Florida also had some pretty good numbers during COVID, which is weird because they didn't have any real shutdowns. They didn't have any real like mask regulations or anything like that. But then both Cuomo and DeSantis were caught just not reporting or telling people not to report certain numbers. And it turned out that New York was looking really, really good in certain sections of the lockdown, except for nursing homes. And so the thing that's really important about that is that if you see the numbers going down and you've set up a bunch of policies, you'll think, okay, we should just keep doing this, see if the numbers go down further, right? If the numbers go up, you're like, clearly we need to change something. So because we did not have those markers of spikes, we didn't change things. And so there were a lot of seniors that died that didn't need to. They died in nursing homes because of protocols that just didn't have enough evidence around them and weren't the best practices, right? And he was covering it up, some were saying by 50%, right? And so people started to like him a heck of a lot less. And then at the same time, basically in tandem, he was accused by about 11 women of sexual harassment. Then it was 13. Yep. That's stats. Those are numbers. Double digits, you doing it. You are clear. 13 women who don't know each other all got a story about you. That's you. You doing it. All of a sudden, nobody was Cuomo-sexual anymore. And everybody was telling this dude to resign, but he tried to fight it. He was like, I'm going to fight these allegations. You're going to see my name's going to be cleared. And we were like, all right, but even if they clear your name on these sexual harassment allegations, you still did the nursing home thing. That's And so everybody from Joe Biden to Eric Adams was telling this dude to resign. And he finally resigned 2021. And now he's running for mayor. That's just important to make sure you know, because I've watched people struggle before in a way that was kind of what looked like a bit of a lost cause. I try to be optimistic for people that are in my life, but I'll give you an example. My buddy wanted to enter an arm wrestling contest, and we are built the same. I'm never going to tell anybody not to follow their dream, but I won't let someone sleepwalk off a building. And so I was like, are you sure? Because, you know, you look like a mirror right now, and I'm not entering any arm wrestling. But he's like, no, I want to do it. I've been watching it online. It's so cool. There's actually a tournament coming up. I want to go. And so, you know, I went with him. We went, and this dude squares up. It's one of those ones where they got the peg on one side as you grab it, and they got your arm with the pad for your elbow. And sure enough, they went. And as soon as they started, he was over here. Ah! 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 And I couldn't believe that this man was actually winning. He was like pushing the arm down, pushing the arm down. And then he won. I was surprised. You know, like when people got that farmer strength? You don't see any like real definition of muscle. It's all smooth, but they're incredibly strong. I was like, maybe that's him. And then I watched him from round to round. This man got to the semifinals. And at the semifinals, somebody walked up who really did look like a final boss. In my head, I was like, you've done very well for yourself. It's time to pack it up before you, before he take that arm for good. It's going to pop right out the socket. I'm going to leave with one. And sure enough, he squared up. And then they told him to go, and he... But this was different. This dude wasn't really moving, but he was really strained, even leaning a bit. Oh, and then he started to make noises he hadn't made in the other rounds. Oh! Oh! Once you scream in an arm wrestling contest, you have lost something. This man, and he's straining, and he's straining, and he's straining till finally he goes, And he won. Now, to be fair, he won because the other guy went, and... Apparently, that is a disqualification. Yeah, even when we were in the car ride home, we did have to leave. He didn't get to go to the finals because... Even when we were in the car, I was over there trying to be optimistic. I was over there like... At least you won. I give you an example of how much Zora Mamdani hates Andrew Cuomo. In the first debate, right? In the first debate, it was Curtis Sliwa, Zora Mamdani, and Andrew Cuomo all on stage together. Really, the race is between these two, but every once in a while we throw Curtis a question. And Cuomo's talking. And he goes, look, this is not a job. Being a mayor of one of the richest, biggest cities in the country is not a place for on-the-job experience. You know, this guy's never had a job before, and I don't think he can run the city. He definitely can't run it like I can. I can do a much better job. This is not a job for experience while you're in it. You got to know. You got to come with plans of what you're going to do. And then... To his credit, Zoran, you know, it's like, I do have plans for what I'm going to do. I've stated my plans clearly. Your only plan is to attack me. And Cuomo also came at him with a couple of things that are like talking points that a bunch of the candidates have used that they're not really clicking for me, but I don't know. Maybe I just don't have enough Islamophobia to have it register. But one of the things that Cuomo brings up, it's like, this man still, you know, won't denounce the phrase globalize the Antifada All right. You know, he's over here lobbing accusations at me. He still won't denounce the phrase globalized Antifa. What Andrew Cuomo is referring to supposedly is a time where someone else said it and Zoran didn't, I guess, tackle them. This isn't language that he used. It's not something he said. It's something that someone else said that I guess he didn't do enough about in Cuomo's eyes, right? Mamdani responded, well, look, you're talking about things that are from 2020. And since we're talking about things that are from 2020, I don't know why, you know, people would elect a mayor who sent so many seniors to their deaths in nursing homes. You know, what I lack in experience, I make up for in integrity. And for what you lack in integrity, you could never make up for in experience. And I've never watched any debate like a rap battle. I was sitting in front of the computer like, oh! No, it's wild. Even Curtis Lewa got in digs on Cuomo. Cuomo's catching it from all angles. Because then, you know, they were talking about the accusations that had been lobbed at Cuomo during his time as governor. And Curtis Lewa goes, really? You spent all that money defending yourself? Really? All 13 women are lying, Andrew? All 13 women? This man hates Cuomo so much, he is standing up for women as a Republican. This dude hates Cuomo with all his heart. All this dude hate Cuomo so much. And then the second debate was even worse. There was a moment in the second debate where the candidates were allowed to ask each other a question. It was just question and answer. They couldn't go back and forth. You just got a question, you got an answer. And Cuomo went over on Mamdani and he was like, you took a picture with this leader in Uganda. Did you know that this leader is actually someone who denounces all rights for gay people? They've actually worked on making it illegal to be gay in Uganda. And you took a picture with them. And Zoran answer, listen, at the time, I did not know this person's policies. I took a picture with this person. If I had known, I would not have taken that picture, full stop, right? And then it was Zoran's turn. And Zoran asked, he was like, Mr. Cuomo, in 2021, you were credibly accused by 13 women of sexual harassment. And in that time, you spent $20 million of taxpayer funds to defend yourself from all of these women. And you've lobbed, you know, lawsuits and you've worked with judges for gag orders and everything. You filed defamation suits on all these women. You have actually tried to obtain gynecological medical records of some of these women. Well, one of those women, Charlotte Bennett, is actually here tonight in the audience. And you know, she can't even tell her story or speak for herself because you've lodged a defamation suit against her. But I can speak, so I want to ask on all of their behalfs, what do you say to the 13 women that accused you of sexual harassment? And it's in that moment I realized I wasn't hating to my full potential. As a you know what I mean? Like, I am a C-tier hater when it comes to... This level of hate is unprecedented. I thought Kendrick hated Drake. This is truly wild. Because what can you do if you're Cuomo? I'll tell you what he did. He went, You went to Uganda. Truly, I have not seen a face like that on a person. Like, Andrew Cuomo's face when it was happening. I hadn't seen anyone make a face like that since my friend won his arm wrestling contest. I feel like the same thing was happening to Cuomo that happened to my buddy. very bad. Whew. And Zoran is still leading in the polls, you know? And one of the reasons that I think that he's still leading is because some of these efforts to stop Mondai have only helped him. Mm-hmm. Only helped him because billionaires have come out in force against every policy and against Zoran as a candidate. And that says a lot. They're like accidentally making him more popular. You know? President Trump even said that if Zoran wins, he may have to mobilize the National Guard, take over New York City, which would be not just like a spit in the face to an open, free, and fair election. But what messaging does that look like to you? That you might have to send the National Guard and take over a city if the dude who wants free pre-K wins? No? Like all their efforts, they've spent so much money. Zoran himself has said, y'all are spending way more money on ads trying to campaign against me than I was even gonna tax you. You don't want it that bad. And why don't you want it that bad? That's crazy. There's something happening here. And I think that's why it's got so much tension across the nation. I think that, you know, America's very good at telling a story, and America is a salesman unto itself. It's like a salesman of a dream and of an idea. You know? And people, you know, one of the things that Trump and other people have said about Zoran is that he's a communist. He says he's a socialist, but he's a communist. And maybe that would have worked like 20 years ago. That might have worked. But we are a capitalist country. We all live in capitalism. And it's going poorly enough for enough people that they're willing to try anything. So calling someone a communist, this sort of Russia red, China red scare, it just doesn't hit the same when people are working jobs and still can't afford to feed their families. And then along comes someone with not just a lot of energy, but a lot of hope that says it doesn't have to be this way. Look at what they do over there. If we just did what they do over there, we'd be able to have more things for us, which is our money anyway. A lot of people have this misconception that the money that a corporation makes is all theirs and was all earned. But they got that money from how much they pay their workers, how much they actually provide for their consumers. And you see that when left up to their own devices, they skimp on, let's say it's just food, they skimp on ingredients, they skimp on workers, they skimp on. And then one day when they have a $1 billion valuation, we look at them as if to tax them would be taking their $1 billion instead of just taking back what is owed to the people that made them great, you know? And so I think that what is so scary for people about Zoran that really don't like him is that he is a reminder to a lot of people that you are a citizen. You're not a consumer. You are a constituent. You're not a customer. Like the story that gets told now, especially by our politicians, is that if you ask for what is owed to you, what is actually yours, you're asking for a handout. But you already paid for these things and you pay them. So the idea that these people would all stand together in unison against this person who just wants to make the bus free should tell you something. And all of them stand together against him in the way that they are, with all the money they're throwing at him and with all the fear mongering that they're doing. It's having the opposite effect, because now to vote for him, even if you don't even like him, you get to stick it to a billionaire, people you already don't like. So what you've accidentally done is made voting for him like kind of cool as well. It would be like if you didn't want someone to date someone else, but the way that you lobbed things at them, the things that you said about them to try to discourage this person from dating this other person, would be like if you sat them down and said, oh, you don't want to get with him. No, his penis too big. He's just... You don't even want those problems. You don't...